Commissioners Court Special Session for Monday, July 29th, 2024 at 9 a.m. begins here.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started. This is a meeting, this is a special call meeting for Franklin County Commissioners Court for the 29th day of July, 2024, 9 o'clock a.m. in the courtroom here in Franklin County Courthouse in Mount Vernon, Texas. We'll start with our invocation. Scott, you leave us in a long work list. We got a big slot today. You do 10 minutes prayer for me, long prayer. It would all just take time.
Father, we come to you prayerful and we do thank you, Lord, for all the many blessings, God, you give us. Thank you, Lord, for a beautiful day and a gift, another day of life. Lord, we are grateful for all your goodness that you show to us. Thank you once again for our nation, Lord, this state we live in our county, and all the people, all of our neighbors and family and friends. Lord, we're just thankful. Pray that you help us to look out for one another, take care of one another. Lord, please bless this nation as we go through this election year. Lord God, pray for your will be done in that. And Lord, we continue to pray for Israel, Lord, protection for them, and this situation, conflict going on over there, help us as a nation to stand with them. Lord, please give us this wisdom and understanding this morning, Lord, as we consider the county's business, help us make good choices and decisions. And glorify you. Forgive us where we failed you. And we ask it all over the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to be public comments. Anybody? All right, we're going to, Wallace's trying to get some things going, and she said, go real slow. Get some stuff separated, and we'll go over stuff, and we can talk about some discussion items and everything. But we'll go to agenda item number one. Consider and take action to approve, and I want to, let me stop. Melissa, I'm sorry. Didn't get your stuff on there. She called me Friday. And I was, we didn't do that to,
oops, other, but
I thought I had everything.
You got the email, though.
I did.
Okay,
I did.
And you got the agreement from Limewater.
Say that again.
The agreement from Limewater that needs to go on the court.
Okay.
As well, just wait to be here on the 12th.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Number one, consider and take action to approve minutes from July 22nd, 2024 regular commissioners court meeting and July 22nd, 2024 workshop meeting. Did y'all get that?
I would like to point out, which the copies that were in your boxes are the corrected ones, but my proofreader contacted me and told me that I had the time on the workshop when I had missed changing it from 10 to 2, and then there was no pledge and no invocation on the workshop. So I took that off, but everything else stayed the same.
Do I have a motion to approve with corrections? So moved.
Okay.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed, the ayes have it. Item number two, consider to take action to approve finance agreement with Alliance Bank for precinct. Consider to take action to approve finance agreement with Alliance Bank for precinct equipment purchase. Scotty, was this your stuff or y'all want to talk about this? I got the agreement right here to sign.
Yeah, thank you. Including the motor grader back over to the semi truck.
Okay. The bank shall loan a sum of $582,644 laid down to the county to be funded July 29, 2024. The county shall establish a separate fund for this money. The purchase fund shall purchase the equipment to reimburse the county equipment from the purchases prior to the loan and for no further purpose whatsoever. The purchase shall fund belong to the county and the interest accruing, therefore, shall be funded by the county, the account of the county. Any amounts remaining in the purchase fund after payment and reimbursement for the equipment shall be used to prepay the installments. So there is that, and we're going to have to get over here to it. I think we all have to sign somewhere here. Hold on just a second. Let me get this for you. And so I think it's the way we voted, isn't it?
Paris. Individual vote for things.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I saw it.
I saw it. I think it's on that.
Here we go. Okay, we, the unsigned officers of Franklin County, hereby certify the following, that Commissioners, number one, the Commissioners Court, Franklin County, Texas, the county can convey the regular session 29th day of July 2020, regular session, special meeting, placed there with the county courthouse, the roll was called, and the duly constituted members of Franklin County Commissioners Court to wit. And so what I'll do is I'll call each one of you.
Do we need a motion first?
Yes. Yeah, we can go into that, and then we'll take it one by one, everything. Do I have a motion to approve this?
I'm going to approve it.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Well, I'm going to call it out. I guess I will vote on this. I vote aye. Jerry Cooper, precinct one?
Yes.
Toby Godfrey, precinct two?
Yes.
Charlie Anderson, precinct three?
Yes.
And Scott Smith, precinct four?
Yes.
Vote will be 5-0. Nobody absent, so we're good. And then I will sign this. That's all we need, but when y'all want, I will sign this and get it approved on the next one. Okay. Item number three, consider take extra approved quote from McShane Bell Company to install central clock movement parts and bell striker. Y'all should have a copy of all that, $15,000, whatever it was. That's not including the wire you're going to have to run and everything, so that's going to, we'll have to get some quotes on that from some electrician. So, they got to have one pin unit up there, something else they had to have moved up there.
Wi-Fi
moved up there, the direct hard line for the Wi-Fi, so we're going to have to get all the people's telephone and get that done also. But this will get the clock working. We can hear it dinging again. I've had so many people in this community want to win that clock is going to work. That's our responsibility to get it working. So this is a great time to have a lot cheaper than I thought it was going to be. Because I figured it cost us $100,000 to get it fixed. So
I'm going to approve a quote from McShane Bell County.
Sure. Okay, motion and second. Any more discussion? We can discuss it. We got several minutes to do that.
Well, that warrant, was it a 5-year warrant on
that? I think that was correct. I think you're right.
It says all parts are guaranteed for 2 years, all parts are justified within 1 year.
What did it say from the warranty?
The warranty said all our parts are guaranteed for 2 years against faulty workmanship and defective material. All parts are tested prior to shipping within the warranty period. You're expecting the part. Yeah, it looks like it's 2 years.
Okay. Two years, yeah. I did talk to the Texas Store Commission. They are the ones that they use. They recommended them highly on this one, so that's the reason I called them. They're out of St. Louis, Missouri, I think. So they're out of Alice. All right. We've had a motion and a second, correct?
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Okay. Number four is budget. We're waiting for Marla to be able to come in here. We'll get a little update on everybody.
Oh, sure.
We'll let our electrician talk. See what, if he knows here. See if he knows what's going on.
Basically, things are still going real well. If you go by there today and look and see, they're putting up the downspouts in the gutters right now. We got the rain trim up on the west side. I've got half of it up on the east side and all the gutters on the north end. And they're just going to keep working their way around. So we get all the gutters in and then we come back and start putting the downspouts on. The downspouts that we have there were made to straight, and now that we have the stone, he's going to have to cut them on and put a little offset in them. So they'll be a little bit shorter, but they still should work fine. Inside, we're basically through with all the rough end for the AC units and all the duct work. We've got the copper lines running, the refrigerant lines. Units were set inside. All the duct work was run inside. They still have not run the duct work for the exhaust fans, but we'll get that in this week. And that's the restroom exhaust fans. And there's also one that goes in the computer room to pull air out of it. So that'll be what we get in this week on that. Electrical's going real well. We've got basically all the wall plugs installed and wired. All the switches are installed and wired, other than putting actual hardware on. It's just the wiring right now. So all this being done, we're meeting, I guess, after this meeting today to talk about computers, data, TVs, and all that we're going to put. We're talking about TVs in the fire marshal's office, the constable office, JP office, break room, and tax assessor office.
Only one for the courtroom.
We have a one for the security system for the courtroom, but it's not on the internet like a live feed, but we can put one in there.
Okay. I'm just going to, you know, just show videos for the jurors and stuff like that. If they, for the courtroom purposes, that's where we have this one here.
Okay.
Because we have to play.
Would that be on a separate system, or would that be?
We'll put that on the wireless, that'll be fine.
Okay. So we'll close over adding, changed a few little things, nothing major at all, just moving some things around, some furniture, things like that, to make it work better. And the few changes we made a few weeks ago, we've got those on the drawings we got here today. So they show a little bit more computer location, something like that. Other than that, still going good. The next thing we're doing, that's why we're meeting today, is the electrician installed all the conduit that just goes from an empty J-box in the wall up above the ceiling. And then the security people are, the peoples are, computer people running their own wires through the conduit, take it up above the ceiling, and then run it back to the computer. So for right now, we're trying to make sure we get all the conduits in the right locations, in the boxes in the wall in the right location. And once we get all that confirmed and all that, then basically we're ready to spray foam it. And once it's spray foam, it's a shoe block. So that's all going your way.
And did you get your, the sewer pump?
Fire station.
Exactly. Station.
That came in Tuesday last week.
It's here. Do you need anything from on the parking lot? I know you said something last time about
it. No, I've got to get out there and put the grates down. So Jerry or whoever's going to come out and grate it, they'll have the grates for it. And so I'll go out and stake it out and grate it.
Okay.
The little security things we put up, I'll make sure we put that outside where the parking would be. So we'll have plenty of room for it. And then just got to we'll take the grate. Oscar Moore will be there hopefully this week to pour the concrete pad for the AC units outside. Mm-hmm. We moved them from the southeast corner to the middle of the back north elevation. So they're totally outside. We had them inside the spring wall. There's going to be a lot shorter run for the refrigerant lines if we run them straight to the back.
That's
why I said we'd have a lot more efficient. So the runs are a lot shorter, and they're just a straight run straight out. And we've already done that, got the copper run, got the power cord, and all that done. Emergency generator, it's in Oklahoma?
Little Rock.
So we're about ready to bring that down. Oscar, when he pours the pads for the AC units, he'll pour the pad for the emergency generator. So, and we'll just spread out the copper. Little spring wall, we may start that next week if I can generate. Possibly next week. I haven't really set a firm date with him, but I met with him Thursday, and probably get that on there too. And that's pretty much it.
What do you do?
What
about air stuff?
One thing I'm not real sure about yet. And when we get all the downspouts on, the grade that's on there was the grade that was on the original metal. We may want to consider painting it to a different color. So we'll just take a look when it's all up there and see. To me, it doesn't go real good right now, but it's not all up. So I said, let's get it all up and see. And it's not going to be a difference to me to paint it. But it's a light gray right now, and that light gray with the tan. I don't know, just doesn't seem like it's going to look too good. So we'll just have to
see. Are there any questions about anything? Look good. Come along good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Julie, good to see you.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
I'm good.
Good.
Slowly but
sure. See you now. I saw you.
That's all I know from this.
And Bob, you got up next time. Oh, it's okay. Rick, you gained big news. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We went the other night and saw you. It was exciting. You have an exciting year.
I will mention, since we're doing the Burns and Pound, that Bible there, 1875. Thank you for letting me use that for an 1874 association. But we need to do something with that.
It's in a glass case. What more even?
It's pretty rough. It's pretty brittle.
Yeah, it's kind of.
I cracked it open and there's some writing on the inside of it. And
yeah.
Different folks, and I don't know. It may be. That's a pretty neat history fact about the county.
Yeah.
And where it's from, what it's used for, and it's. I didn't know if there's a better way to store it.
Yeah.
Probably don't need to be brought in out of case.
No, and I use it but every 2 years to if somebody wants to swear in using the same Bible. I use my own, but it's we nearly need it's almost to the white glove area. It's way beyond the white using white gloves.
If you're not careful, the pages will break on you.
All of us are getting old. We break easy.
I don't know if it'd be worth figuring out for next year to see what it might cost to restore it. I don't know. We got some restoration company that we use for. I don't know if they would.
I don't know.
Do something like that or not.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I can talk to the people that I use and see if they do anything.
You might see just I'd be interested in knowing what it might.
Yeah.
That's where it all started at, on top of that house.
That's exactly right. Yeah, 1975, very first one that's where everybody in on.
149 years.
Hmm?
149 years.
149 years.
Yeah.
I'm working with some of them right now. I'm probably getting some proposals, so I'll run that by them and see.
You remember that, Charlie? I thought so.
But it is an honor to get to represent the county and on the state level.
It is.
Wouldn't have this opportunity if it wasn't for the citizens here.
Yeah. That's a pretty neat deal. It was me and Scott representing the commissioner's court. Mm-hmm. That's all we could have up there. Mm-hmm. They live a week if we done anything. But it was a neat deal to go to the other night. And the traffic just wasn't. It was bad, black valve, but it wasn't near bad. It was terrible. So. All right, anything else on how's everything with the air conditioners and stuff? Talking about buildings and stuff.
I don't know that one over the 300 wing, maybe it's 11 years old, but we replaced a $500 motor and another part going out on it. So it's probably 12 to replace it. It was replaced in 14. But I'm trying to just get it to fix it because we've already put so much into it recently.
Yeah.
You get one thing fixed and another one goes out. So.
I guess next year we're going to talk about some budget, some money to redo when Melissa and I move out and try to redo some stuff back there. Get that going.
Would it not be more feasible? I mean, if we're going to do any rebuild on it to go with a chiller instead of on units, or can you do that?
Like you asking me, you have to
put a chiller in, it does it all. I mean, take care of all of it, but I don't know what the money probably too much.
Individual rooftop packages are going to be your less expensive route to go.
The what?
Individual rooftop units, they'll be a whole lot less expensive than chiller system. A whole lot less maintenance on them too. even though they're fire maintenance now, but the chiller system is there, they're pretty finicky there.
Let's go have a lot more until Mark gets in here. I got leave at 14, I got a dentist appointment.
Do you, okay. Let me go see if she's back there. Ready, we'll take a look. Yeah, go see, that's my time, tell her, she's got to leave for a minute. Start signing the account. Got about 40 of them on.
Revision that and what our local code says and everything. What I found out was is that there's reference in the safety code, there's reference in the Texas Administrative Code, and there's references in the Texas Water Code. And all three of those contradict each other pretty regularly. The legislature will make updates in one code and they won't update it somewhere else. So we're being extremely careful with what our wording says, and I'm researching. Every time it references a different code, I have to go over and find that code and read it and research it. And I don't want to throw something down there too quick and then turn around and it just have to be changed again. So it's a little baptism by fire. It's a little more in-depth than I really thought it was going to be. It's kind of like my rookie year in law enforcement. I thought everything in the penal code was it. You get to court, these lawyers go, well, this code says you can do that. And I go, okay, nobody told me that. So it's a lot of research going on. There's a lot of things, and I don't want to embarrass ourselves by putting a bunch of stuff down there and then send it back going like, no, you can't do that. So we're dabbling off into it just as deep as we can, and I'm getting to you as quick as I can. I found 8 or 10 different scenarios that I thought we could fix on this one code. You turn around in this other one and they contradict themselves, that don't work. So we're getting there. That's all I can tell you. I'm working hard on it.
The more codes there.
I'm sorry?
The more you read, the more codes there are, too.
Yeah, it's and like I said, the legislature will update one code, but they won't update it in another one. They just keep conflicting each other. So it's like a lot of laws and everything else. They just do one side and they don't. So it's on the front burner. It's not on the back burner. I mean, we're studying it as hard as we can. And we're getting there as quick as I can. I should have something for you, I hope, soon.
What you say?
She don't phone with the bank when I get a loan.
Till we done approve it this morning.
No. She said also she's just got to print it all off and be here in a minute.
All right. Almost done. Church on it right now. Susan, how are you doing?
I am well, you.
I was just looking at the bill. I need to let. I ain't heard anything back from Lando yet, so. I'm gonna put that on there.
Why wouldn't you yell at him because he wouldn't call me back?
He got too many kids.
When he talked about that trip, yeah, I wanted to take care of it.
Yeah, he travels correctly.
Take a little recess and we can put this stuff up. Alright, we're gonna take a little recess. 9:26, we'll come back here. While we're waiting on her to get back to that other stuff, you know, we talked about.
You want to say what time it is?
9:35. And we did talk about the other day about leasing out the ball field and stuff like that to this company. Well, after we got through the meeting, I got thinking, we've ran in this before, and we're trying to figure out some way. I called Russell back years ago when Dr. Tortu leased, before I was judge, leased the hospital for $1. So Dr. Walker came here and he said, you know, that's not real good. I'm paying all this taxes on my building. He's not paying anything. Well, whenever the state of Texas or any governmental agency leases out a building for a for-hire company, you lose your tax exemption.
I'll be back. I got one more small piece.
You need help? And Russell sent me the deal, and I knew what the answer was after I got thinking about it, because once you have remember, I had talked to somebody who wanted to lease the old jail. I think she's found somewhere now, but I got thinking, I said, I remember that to Dr. Latortu, so I contacted Russell and he sent me the information. It was just one line that says, you lose your tax exempt status when you lease it out. It doesn't matter how beneficial it is economically or whatever for the county, it's still a for hire thing. So we're trying to figure out, it's the ball field, believe it or not, it's only somebody up $235,000. It's
that's what you told me last
time. I think that's what it was. So it'd be about $6,000-$7,000 a year for them. So, could they pay the taxes on it? Let's lease it to them or whatever. I don't know if we're looking into it, but it kind of hit me after we got through the meeting. I said, oh, wait a minute. I couldn't do that.
Can we not have somebody that, like we did the building out, the airport out there, just if you want to rent the ball field or if you want to use it, have a calendar that people put in and this is the dates? First come, first serve, and if you get it, you get it. If you don't, go to the next town. I mean, keep it under the county's control.
Yeah, and you know, we lease the airport every once in a while. We have those food sales. That's a four-hire deal. We lose our tax-exempt status. But other than that, I don't know if we're going to make some phone calls about leasing out.
Leasing it or renting it,
I think if you
lease the ball field, so we spent the money on it. I'd like to see people be able to use it. There's kids from out of town, but there'll be a lot of kids, our kids using it, playing on those teams too, and just to.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you let people use it if you don't?
Well, the local ball, the ball field is in the ball clubs.
Y'all already fixed it? Okay, good. That makes my life a lot easier.
So.
My ambulance.
The only difference in the airport and the ball field is that community out of the airport,
it's not hot, but that's just the way it is.
The group out there is donated to the county.
Yeah, but when they donate it to us, it's iron, it's a governmental.
I don't know if they had anything other than it, though, as far as leasing it out, but I mean, it's a gift.
Yeah. And there for several years in Franklin County, they people would build stuff or buy stuff, and all of a sudden, then they don't get to the county. Because when I took office, we were trying desperately.
You're not really looking at pockets.
Yeah. And we don't need any more. Okay, Marla.
Good morning.
Where are you gonna start?
Okay, you got all of these. And I think I may have got original. And then you also have the written sheet that tells you what we're bringing in and what the total tax rate is, which is what, 35?
Yeah.
35,228. Which is about probably 3 cents less than last year. Which that really doesn't mean anything other than our valuation went up. We are now at 1.982 billion. Our net M&O with debt is 0.25134. The debt went up to 0.018 from 0.014. About half a cent. In your report is the insurance rates went up, 8.95, those are all reflected in there. Paul's is reflected, I put 15,000 in there for that. Safety.
Paul's.
Animal shelter.
Animal shelter.
I thought we agreed to just keep that 10,000.
I'm just telling you what I put in there. Y'all tell me what you want to do.
Well, I think it's on record that 10,000 will be the most that we did. I believe last year when we talked about that.
We didn't do anything this year.
We gave them a budget though, but we didn't give them. I mean, we had it in our budget, but they didn't take it.
No, they took it, but we didn't have anything in the budget this year.
But it's somewhere on record that we agreed that for it not be over 10,000.
Yeah, I mean, that's y'all's call. I'm just telling you what I put in there. Safety, I up to 1,000. The hub, I up 5. Elections, I up 3. Treasurer's office had requested an increase to the admin supplies. The county attorney requested an increase to his supplies due to having a new investigator. What, and then the 8th Judicial District, there's one of about 30,000.
We need to get that for Friday, right?
Yeah, but I come in Friday. Went from about 212 to about 249. I had budgeted 220. I had to add another 30,000 right at it. Health insurance rates were about 20,000 increase overall. Went from 10.8 on an employee to 11,220 a year. What is not included, that was asked for, is part-time to full-time for the library, part-time for Sarah, the extension office, full-time county judge's assistant, and the sheriff's officers that he's requesting. The only new employee that's actual, well, and it's not in there, it's not in this one, is yours. None of the new employees are added to this budget. What you have in front of you. I also moved all the utilities out of the library and the hub and moved those to the general fund because all we're doing is swapping money anyway. So I put them all in the general fund because we're transferring money over in order to cover it. So I just moved all of the utilities to the general fund.
So that's a deduction from their budget?
It's a deduction from their budget moved over to the general. It's 6 1 way, half a dozen the other. But it's just, it saves one step.
But it is coming out though.
Yes.
So bottom line is?
I really have looked at the bottom line. To be perfectly honest, it's not quite as good as what I thought it was going to be, I'll be honest.
Yeah, the other guy was kind of good for a little bit. I've heard that.
Now, and also what's not included too, I have this highlighted and I apologize, is the retirement. That that we talked about changing, and the 7% raises. Those are about
$250,000.
I'm listening.
What's our date? What's our final? We got to have this approved by August the 15th or something?
Oh, no. We usually do it the end of August or first quarter of September.
Okay.
This is just so you guys can get started thinking about it, because I think we need to have another meeting towards the end of the week so we can start looking at it closely. But I wanted to get this to y'all so that you could start looking at it and studying it. Because like I said, it doesn't have any of the raises in it, doesn't have retirement in it that we talked about, it doesn't have any of the new positions. This is just strictly things that have already been there that have increased. I think I have all the pieces, all the insurance, all the renewals. I got that from 8th Judicial District. I don't think I'm lacking any pieces of information anymore.
So this is not figuring the budget wish list is what we're talking about?
Except for raises, retirement, and new positions.
That looks hopeful, doesn't it?
Just remind you, I'm shaking, right?
Right now, we're $98,000 to the good.
Well, that 35 keep coming up every year down here lately.
And if we lower the pause by 5,000, we'll be 103 up.
So what now?
If we lower pause to the 10,000 that you're talking about, we'll be 103 up. With 250, 300 to go. Well, actually, yeah, 250 without any positions. That's just initial raises and retirement. That's 250 without position. So it's like 103 off 250.
Well, I thought that 65 over and disabled would be more money than that. Mm-hmm. You think it would be? Mm-hmm.
It's always about 450,000. About 25,000 more this year than last year.
How much you say?
About 25. It's usually running about 4, a little over. Last year was 430, I think this year is 460.
New retired people to come here, just about a few more.
New improvements was 80 million. Top off the wall.
Actually, it is more than you figured that just for the general. You figured 460 is general, right?
Yes, and then they're separated.
Yeah.
But it's only about a little over half a million, about 575,000. And you guys in your budgets averaged about 10,000 a pace in increase over last year in revenue.
So when do you want to have another meeting?
How long is it going to take that look over?
I'm going to put that under my pillow. I'm going to the dentist today.
I would recommend we're going to do it next Monday.
Well, next Monday is Labor Day.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry. I'm a month off. Next week. I got a probate at 10 o'clock next Monday morning, so.
Well, what about later in the day, Monday?
Yeah, we did Monday afternoon.
Okay, now remember guys, this is our timeline. Our timeline is we have to have a proposed budget by the 15th. Melissa has to have, we have to have a hearing on a proposed tax rate prior to that. So my suggestion is if we can meet Thursday, we need to meet Thursday.
The first? No, the, yes, first, yes, I'm sorry. I keep rolling to the next month or something. I'm good Thursday, all day.
The positions are the things that you guys are gonna have to discuss and think about and that, because I mean, it's, that's gonna be a big, plus the raises. Now there's a 5% and it's also 7%, 5% a little bit cheaper, it's 197 and some change, whereas the 7% is 236.
8:00 Thursday?
Good Lord, that's early.
We can't do it at 8:00.
No.
Oh, we can't do it Thursday?
Not at 8:00, you have to be after 10:00.
Oh, that's right.
After 10:00, wait 10:00.
Well, at least that, you know.
1:00. Let's do it at 1:00, that way I don't have to run in there and rush right quick and do it.
That works for me, I'll give me time.
So Friday or Thursday?
Thursday at 1:00.
August the 1st.
And you'll have the cost of the sheriff's deputies, you got that? And so you need to start putting that all together, guys. If you have any questions, give me, you know, come by the office. I'm pretty well. Melissa and I are spot on as far as we have one small snafu. We got that corrected, and it was my bad, not hers. But we got that corrected and re-ran. So these are pretty much the numbers. Don't everybody smile at once. Hey, do we have the loan documents? Because
yes.
We need to get those back over there to.
She's got a sign.
To the bank. Yes, they'll fund us today. If you get over there before 3:00, they'll get us funded today.
Okay. I'm just going to stick them out here. Okay. You're the red, I think.
Okay. No, you're red.
I'm sorry. Green. She's the girl. You're the girl. Okay.
It'll just take one hour to figure it out.
Well, I'll go in here and make an agenda right quick for Thursday afternoon. I knew it was an August 15th where we got to have proposed.
We have to propose by August 15th. And then we'll have to have a hearing on the proposed tax rate. And we really need to have that Friday.
Well,
I mean, it's time crunch from here on out. Clock's ticking.
Yeah. Anybody else got anything?
If that clock, even the information on the clock, it's something simple and it's going to do it. So I'm done with
it. Okay.
It's something easy and simple.
I thought there was one unit that was up there, but I don't guess there is.
Yeah, it's just 110 circuit lead, and there's a close panel. I've got that stuff.
I think that's the main thing, is running that 110 up there and then running the Wi-Fi, the hard unit Wi-Fi. And I don't think that was about it, wasn't it? I don't
that was
not
on the electrical outlet one.
Yeah, just fine. Give me the specs, whatever location where they need it in a certain spot up there.
Well, she said once we approve it, send it to her, and then they'll send us all
the specs.
She'll
send us the specs back on the electrical.
Well, I'll give that to her today. So we've approved that this morning. What else am I forgetting? I'm forgetting something.
Oh, I'm sure I have too, and I'm sorry. I'm
kind of. No, that's, you're good.
I'm going to get back in the room again. I came up here to work 4 hours yesterday, and I still didn't get it.
All right.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. I'll go get an agenda.
Yes.